You will hear a student talking to a student advisor about problems he is having preparing for his exams.
Come in and sit down, Rashad. My name's Lynn Wood. I understand you wanted to talk to me about your exams.
Yes, I'm getting a bit stressed. My exams are coming up soon, but I'm finding it difficult to prepare. There seems to be so much to do. I don't really know where to start.
Well, you still have plenty of time before your exams start, which is good. So the first thing you need to do is to organize your time effectively. Decide which areas or subjects you need to spend more time on.
Should I make a revision timetable?
Yes, they can be very helpful and give structure to your study time. One thing you definitely need to do is exam practice. Try to look at as many past exam papers as you can and practice doing them under exam conditions.
Yes, I've done a few of those, but I don't know. I'm not sure how useful it was. I really wanted to discuss them with someone.
Well, why don't you then? You could set up a study group with some other students. Discussing exam questions and sharing ideas will really help you.
That sounds like a great idea. I'll ask some of the others later today.
Good. So, how much time do you spend revising?
Well, I seem to spend all my free time studying at the moment. I usually stay up late every night.
Well, it sounds to me as if you might be working too hard. You need to make sure you take plenty of study breaks. They say you should stop for 10 minutes every hour. So, 50 minutes of study time followed by a break. Get up and walk around. Have a drink or a snack. But don't sit at your computer or desk for long periods.
Yes, I do spend too long sitting at my desk sometimes.
And you also need to make time for other things. Make sure you have some relaxation time and get out and do things, even if it's just going for a walk or meeting a friend for a coffee.
I suppose I haven't been out much recently, and I stopped playing football last term because I didn't have much time.
Well, I suggest you start playing again.
Yeah, maybe I will. Thank you, Lynn. That's really useful.
I'm glad to help. Now, remember, if you want to see me again, I'm here every weekday morning and Wednesday afternoons. You don't always need an appointment to see me. You can just pop in. Now, have you got my contact details?
I've got your email address, I think. Do you think you could give me your phone number too?
Of course. You can leave me a message anytime, and I'll try to get back to you. And I'll be interested to hear how you get on with that study group. Ready? It's 0768123656.
Got that. Thanks again, Lynn. Bye.
Bye, Rashad.